Let's get started. We are learning Simon Kuf Yud Tes, and we're up to Sif Beis. We learned in Sif Aleph that when a person is mevakesh for his own personal needs, he adds to the nusach of the Shemona Esrei. So there are certain gedarim. If he's davening the emtsiyos, so it has to be me'ein habracha, and if it's in Shomei Tefillah, he doesn't have that limitation. And then we said there's a Rav Rabbeinu Yoina that says that there are other limitations when it comes to depends how he's asking. If he's asking for a rabbin, if he's asking for a yachid, if he's asking for a rabbin, he has to ask in lashon rabbin. If he's asking for a yachid, it could be in lashon yachid. Fine. And one more limitation, we said that if he's davening it's for the rabbin and the lashon rabbin, so it shouldn't be in the middle of the bracha, then it looks like he's adding to the nusach of the chazal. And if he's davening for yachid, then it could even be in the middle of the bracha. Now, in Sif Beis, the Mechaber adds one more point over here. This is from Mordechai, and it's based on the Gemara, the original lesson of the Gemara. The Gemara of the Zara says, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Afal pi she'amar shoyel adam tzracha b'shamei tefila, even though Chazal say, we're in Siman Kuf Yud Tes Sif Beis, even though Chazal say that a person can be shoyel tzrachav in shamei tefila, shoyel tzrachav, im baal loymar agar tefila say, kaseder yom hakipurim oymer. If he wants to say after his tefila, meaning the tachanunim, that lakayna tzur, if he wants to say after his tefila, afilu kaseder yom hakipurim oymer. He can even say like the kaseder yom hakipurim. So the Mordechai says, from the lesson of the Gemara over here is mashma, that there's a difference between Shemei Tefillah and the Tachanunim. Because it says, if you want to ask your Tzrachim in Shemei Tefillah, go ahead. And if you want to ask in the Tachanunim after davening, then the Tefillah will say to Yom HaKippurim. So it seems to imply that the rest of Shemona Esrei, when you add your own personal bakashos, either the MCOs or even in Shemei Tefillah, the sky is not the limit. It seems that it should be the Kitzur. You don't go on and on and on. Huh? Yeah, that's right. Elokayna Tzor. Over there, you could even be, Mishnah Berurah says, even before the first Yilurot. So after Hamavarech, Hesamah Yisrael Basholam, and you finished your Shemona Esrei, you could put in there as long as you want, even Seder Yom HaKippur. Yeah. Let's see now the Mechaber inside and then the Mishnah Berurah. Beis Yesh Mishaymer, Shekesh Maisif Bebracha L'Tzorech Yachid Lo Yarech. If he wants to be Maisif in a Bracha, for the Tzorech Yachid, then he shouldn't be Marech. Now, the reason why he mentioned over here Tzorech Yachid is because the Mordechai says that this whole limitation only applies to a Tzorech Yachid, as opposed to the minhag they used to say Tzlikas in the middle of the Bracha Tzlach Lanu. And that was a Tzorech for the Rabbim, and that's okay, even that's Kaseder Yom HaKippurim, it seems it was a bigger Rikas, but Al Kapanim, That's permitted since it's for the Tzibur. So that's why he's Medayak in his Lashon, that this limitation that you can only say Kaseder Yom HaKippurim in Tachanunim is Davka for a Tzorech Yachid, but not for a Tzorech Rabbim. And we'll see an interesting twist on that in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's see Mishnah Berurah of Chutney and Beit. B'bracha, afilu b'birka shamei tefila, even in Shamei Tefillah, like we mentioned, the Lashon of the Gemara is clear like that. And then certainly other brachas where there are other limitations, then certainly this limitation of keeping it short should be applicable. Let's go further. Avala Akar Tefillah, but after he finishes his Shemona Esrei, Afilu Kaidem Yulurotzain, even before Yulurotzain, Mutra Laharech B'chol Gavne, he's permitted to be Marech in any way that he wants, no matter what. The four Yilaratzen we mentioned briefly last night, and we'll just mention it again. There, you're saying to me there are two of them. The truth is that it's not so posh that there are two of them. The Mishnah Berurah says it's preferable to say Yilaratzen before your Tachanunim. There is, we'll see you soon in Siman Kuf Chav Beis, there is really a side to say that you want to make the Tachanunim a part of your Shemona Esrei. You don't want to say Yilaratzen. Yilaratzen means that's the end of Shemona Esrei. And others say the exact opposite. Others say that finish Shemona Esrei, Yilaratzen is a chiyuv. That's not so pasha to be maftik between the Hamavarech, Hasama Yisrael, the Shalim, and Yilaratzen. So it's better to say right away Yilaratzen, and then you can say your Takanunim. to your heart's content, and then if you want to say again Yularatan, you could say again Yularatan. It doesn't seem that that second Yularatan is much of a chiyuv once you already said it once. We'll see Bezat Hashem more detailed. Now, but you see the Mishnah Berurah over here is saying that you could be marik this halacha, that you could be marik even Kaseder Yom HaKippurim, is even before the Yularatan. The first Yularatan, yeah, what we call the first one. If you're saying two, then it would be before the first one. Right, immediately following Bashalom. Huh? Before Elchaynitzur. Yeah, that's right. Fine. Okay, now he has a maisa. We're going to see a maisa over here and a psakash on the maisa. There's a maisa when the Maharil was sick. The Maharil was from the Gedolei Poskim of all history, from all the psakim of the Minhag Ashkenaz come from the Maharil. The Zakei Moshe brings them all the time. The Beit Yosef calls him the Tshuvas Ashkenazis. So anyway, it happened when he was sick. So the Tzibur, they said Slichus for him in the middle of Slach Lana. So we have a Shtikl Kasha over here that we said, according to the Mordechai, and what we're learning now, you're not allowed to be Marek in the middle of a Bracha for a Yachid. And it seems they were Marek for him. They were Mispal at length. So the Mishnah Berurah answers that the Maril was a shtick rabbin. He was davening for him, was davening for the rabbin, because he was such a central, he was the Rav of the whole Europe over there. So the Mela, that was like davening for the rabbin. Let's see, the inside of the Likutei Maril, and the Likutei Maril Isa Keshachala Maril, when the Maril got sick, Gazru at Tzibur Tainis, they fasted, Bamer Slichus, and they said Slichus, and the Nadamaya Oz, and the Minnag then, was Leimar Slichus, the Emsa Birkas Flachlana. They said the Slichus in the middle of Flachlana, like they always did, like by a tiny Tzibur, they said it then. So for the Maril, they also said it in the middle of Flachlana. Mashma, it seems from that Maisa, the Tzibur, the Tzarech Yachid, Shari. That a Tzibur, if it's the Tzibur being mispalel, then even if they're being mispalel for a Yachid, it would be Mutter. That's what it would seem from over here. In other words, we said in the Shulchan Aruch that Letzarech Yachid is Asr, Letzarech Rabim is Mutter. To be Marek in the middle of a Bracha, Letzarech Rabim is Mutter. That was how we learned the Mechaber. Now we have a case where you have a Rabim for a Yachid. And it seems from the story of the Maril that that's what happened, the Philip Emsa Bracha. So Yesh Leimar, you could say no. That wasn't. There's no heter for a rabbim to be mispalel for a yachid. The heter over here was that the Maril was a rabbim. He was one person. He was the whole kelub was dependent on it. Yesh Leimar, the shiny Maril, the rabbim streak on the Torah, so a rabbim dummy. Since the rabbim needed his Torah, he had a din of a rabbim. That's famous. The Rasul Fanter would say the person wants to be Zeka in the din of Rosh Hashanah, he should make himself into a person. The Rabbim Tzrikim, like that the Tzibur, the Rabbim need him, and then Mimela the intricacy of Hashgachas Hashem, that each person is totally on this person. The Rabbim needs him, he has more siyata the Shemaya Pashat, because the others are totally in Hashgacha, so how it affects this person, how it affects that person, how it affects another person. So Mimela, so a person should become a rabbim strikingly. You see that there's Meizah, there's Maril. His mom is like a whole new din in Shulchan Aruch because he was a rabbim strikingly. Fine. Let's go for the Sif Gimel.
No,
yeah. Olam Mali, saying even one person is like an Olam Mali. Okay, that's what you're citing is that there's the future Darius will come from them. 100%. That's also a Cheshbon. That's also a Cheshbon. One person is a Olam Mali. 100%. It's also a Cheshbon. The Gemara in Bava Basra says that if there's a person, he's a Rasha Gomer, he has children, one of his children, all his children, they're Rishayim Gemurim, and he doesn't want to give his Yerusha to the kids. He wants to give it all to elsewhere. So the Chachamim was the Ein Ruach Chachamim Nechay Menu. They're not happy with this. They're not happy that he should give all his Nechazizi, his kid is a Rasha Gomer. He doesn't want his kid to have his money. He wants to give it to grace with something, a worthy cause. And Chazal say, Ein Ruach Chachamim Nechay Menu, why not? They're not happy with it because maybe Zara Malia, some one time down the line, there's going to be good kids that are this Russia guy. He's a Russia gomer, but he may have Ehrlicha kids, and Mimela. So they're going to deprive the Zara Malia, the good children, you're going to deprive them of it. So yeah, you're right. There's certainly, that's again, in the Hashem's ultimate infinite wisdom of how to judge the world. So that certainly would come into consideration. But there's another mile a person can actually, that's every person, Mimelu, that's going to certainly be a consideration. But a person can actually, with his free will, become a person that's Rav and Srikamli. The Gemara there is saying, what makes him Oyla Mali? It does. It says Adam Rishon was b'fichach nevra Adam Yechidi. That's why Hashem made Adam Rishon by himself, to show you that the whole world came from Adam Rishon. The whole world got populated from one human being. Yeah. That's okay, to teach you the chashivas of a yachid. Erachinami. Each yachid is a oilam ala, you're tiny. Even without the children. Okay. Okay, either way it flies in, it's automatic. We're talking about that a person can make himself into somebody that the world depends on it. Okay. 100%. 100%. It still doesn't change the Rav and Sikamo is a mila. There's nothing in the future. Yeah. Okay, very good. If a person skipped, he either skipped or he made a mistake in a bracha. We'll see in the Mishnah where he made a serious mistake. That's ma'akeh. He only needs to go back to the bracha that he made a mistake in, or that he skipped. What the Mechaber means to tell us is that there's a machlokas in the Gemara that whether a person, when he makes a mistake, we know if he makes a mistake in the first three brachas, he has to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. If he makes a mistake in the last three brachas, he has to go back to the beginning of Ritzeh. That's Pashut. Now, there's a Machlokas and the Gemara. What happens about the middle 13 brachas? So, there's one opinion that holds that if you make a mistake in any one of the brachas, you have to go back to the whole beginning, back to Atachayim. And the Shulchan Aruch is telling us that you don't have to do that. You only have to go back to the bracha you made a mistake in. So if he's still holding that bracha, he'll go to the beginning of that bracha. If he went on to another bracha, he'll go back to the bracha that he made the mistake in or that he skipped. And then there's another thing here. There's a machlokas in the Rishonim. Rashi learned that there's no seder to the Shemoneh Esrei. And if he missed the whole bracha, he could just say it where he remembers and go further from where he is up to. And the Rashbam disagreed with Rashi, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch is paskening, that Shemoneh Esrei has an order, like we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, and Mimela, if a person made a mistake in a bracha, so then he can't just fix the mistake and then continue on. He has to go back to where he made the mistake, and then from where he made the mistake, continue from the mistake in order of the Shemoneh Esrei. That's clear? Let's see now. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. If a person skipped, he completely skipped a bracha, then he has to go back to the bracha that he skipped. The explanation of ta means that he made a shinui, he made something different in the Shemoneh Esrei that would be ma'akev, that he has to go back because of this mistake. Now what he's referring to over there is that the Mishnah Berurah brings a Kesef Mishnah that holds that the only thing that's ma'akev in a bracha is the chesima. Chesima is ma'akev. And then the inyan of the bracha. Unless Chazal said otherwise, unless they told it specifically like Hashiva Ruach Amrita Geshem, or V'sein Talam Matalev Bracha, or the other things that are ma'akev in benching, you have to mention bris, and you have to mention Torah. Unless Chazal specifically said that it's ma'akev, then the only thing that's ma'akev is not the specific nusach, it's the inyan, it's the general topic of the bracha. Fine. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is making reference to. So the only thing that would be ma'akev would be something that's either the chesima or the inyan of the bracha. If you left out a whole inyan, then you'd have to go back for it. But if he just made a mistake in the nusach of the bracha, it's not ma'akev. Mitarvayu ayri b'shagig. In both these cases, whether he skipped or he made a mistake, is a shagig. It was an accident. The b'mezid, if he did on purpose, tzarech lachzor l'tchilas shemoneh esrei, k'mo shekatav nevuzim in kuv yudalet tzayin. In Zimun Kuf Yudalet, it says that if a person is amazed and he bedavka leaves something out or he skips it, so then he has to, he wasn't yotzei that bracha, he has to go back to the beginning. Yeah, you have a question. You're asking what, if he was amazed, then presumably he'll continue to be amazed. Maybe, okay, maybe the tshuva. I mean, that doesn't mean he was a rasha. Maybe he just, he right. He did on purpose. Well, with lots of kavrishas, he did on purpose. He decided that he needed to save his time, and I thought it would be a really good idea. He cut out some of the nusach of the bracha, and then later he asked the Rav if it was a good idea. The Rav says, well, no, he actually had to daven again. He's saying he's a shaykh, he's an Aymer Mutter. Okay, you're right. I didn't give a good example. It's an Aymer Mutter. Okay, amazing, he's amazing. You know you shouldn't do it, he did it anyway. Okay. No, look, now he did tshuva. Now he did tshuva. Now he wants to do it right.
If I think I'm going to do it, I don't care what it's called, I'm going to do it now. And I'm going to do it again. Why would I do it again? I think I did it right.
Yeah, that Mishnah, there's no Mishnah whatsoever. But he says that we paskin like that. He says in the Be'er Lakhah there and another place, we paskin like that, Mechaber. Yeah. Okay, so he's saying you have to find exactly what's the case of Amazin right here. Okay, Sif Katan Yadala, the Reisha Bracha. We say that you go back to the Reisha Bracha. We don't have to go to the beginning of the middle Brachas, back to Atachainen. Vimnizkar B'ta'ulsay, if you're still in the middle of the bracha, he doesn't have to go back to the beginning of the bracha davka. He just can go back to the place where he made the mistake, unless he was in the kalkala bracha, like he asked for tala matar in the summer, and he's only supposed to ask for the same bracha. So then he ruined the bracha. He has to start from the beginning. But assuming it wasn't something that's makalkala bracha, so he just goes back to where the mistake was. Sif Katan Tezvav, we said you go all estate, you have to dive in order. Even if he didn't realize it until after he said several brachas, and now going back means to repeat all those brachas again, so he has to say it in order. Because Shimon Estre was Davka, the Chazal, the way that we paskin here in Shulchan Aruch, the Chazal made a seder to the Shimon Estre. And Mimela, if he made a mistake in the bracha, he's got to go back to, he can't just say it in the place where he remembers. He has to go back there and then continue from back there. Good, you want to give an example? Yes, an example would be if he skipped Rafaeno and he went to Barcheleno. So now, even though he finished Barcheleno, now he's got to go back to Rafaeno, say Rafaeno again, say Barcheleno again, and invite her to Kavashofer. Yeah, he got all the mitzvah. Yeah, he got all the back. You're asking a very good question. You want to know if he doesn't. Yeah, see, you're asking something. This is a sensitive topic over here. You want to know if a person, he was davening and he spaced out, or maybe he's not feeling well, whatever it is. He was davening ball pad, maybe he shouldn't have been doing it, he should have been following his finger. Baruch upon him, now he doesn't know which bracha he's up to. He got distracted, and all of a sudden he chaps himself, and he can't even remember the last words that he said. Now he has a big problem, because where he know. This is the machlokas. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach talks about this. He brings down as a Chai Adam. Remember, if I got it right, Chai Adam says, Chai Adam says that you go back. Okay, I don't want to put names because I don't remember who says what. The Chai Adam and then Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach find his back on him. That one of them says that if you should go back to where you're certain that you know where you said the bracha, and everything else, even though it was a suffix, you go further, which is interesting that we're not concerned about a suffix bracha batala. Yeah. Oh, that, and I think I remember. He said to go back. Okay, we're not worried about a Safek Bracha Levatal. It will come to me as we're speaking about it. You're not worried about a Safek Bracha Levatal. You go back to where you know for sure, and then you continue on. And the others say that no, that you can't do that. You got to go back to where you're Masufik, and then from there you go on. And maybe the whole rest of the Shemona Esrei is Brachas Levatal, right? Maybe you skip something. And then the rest of the Shemona Esrei is a Seder. Maybe it's also Brachas Levatal. That's the question. So, no, that you can do. I think that's what the Chayyadim says. And that's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush. That you only go back to where you're Mesupik and everything else, even though it's a possibility that the rest of Shemona Esrei is a Brachas Levatal, we're not worried about that. And that's the question. Why does it work like that? Yeah, okay. Akopanim, it's not so precious. That's I think the Lach Lamaisa. That's what the Chayyadim says. You go back to where you're Masupik, not to where you're Vada. And what you missed, you missed. But it's really a problem. A person, if he knows that he's tired or that he's not feeling well or that he's prone to get distracted, keep the sitter open and follow it inside with your finger. Don't get lost. Don't put yourself in such a matzav. You have such a style of brachas levatala. You can't imagine. It's not worth it. Yeah, fine. So what are we up to? We're up to Sivkat and Tezvav. So we said if he got lost, he's got to go back. Okay, even if he didn't get lost, if he realizes where it was that he has to go back to, he's got to go back. If he leinizkar ad akar kama bracha yisarach laksa v'leimar kulan achres, like we said, even if he's up to Maidim, he's got to go all the way back to his refaina that he missed. She'im yaimar aiza bracha levada. If he's just going to say Rafa'enu over there at the end of Shemona Esrei, Nims the Shishina Sidrin Shal Brachas, then he changed the order of the Brachas. Now he has Rafa'enu after Moedim, and Chazal weren't Mesakin to do that. He wasn't Yaitzei. Shaseder Brachas, whom the Anshe Knesset Sagedaila, that the Seder of the Brachas comes from Anshe Knesset Sagedaila, the Sam Chas Sidrin Ala Mikroi. And they based the order on Psukim, so they may let him Akiv. You have to dive in the Shemona Esrei in the order that Chazal gave us. Siv Dalit. Shliach Tzibur, this is a similar idea. Shliach Tzibur, Shashachach, V'loi Amma Anenu. If the Shliach Tzibur forgot to say Anenu, now everybody knows when a Shliach Tzibur says Anenu, it's different when a Yachid says Anenu. A Yachid says Anenu in Shmakalenu, but the Shliach Tzibur, when he says Anenu, it's a separate bracha between Goyal Yisrael and Rafa'enu. A separate bracha. Yeah, I know the whole Yisrael, but Yisrael. A totally separate bracha. So now, if he forgot to say Anenu, it's a little bit different than if he forgot something in Shemona Esrei, because really the whole Shemona Esrei is in order. It's just the Anenu might be in the wrong place. So the Mechaber, there's another Nakuda also, is that when do we say that he went too far in Anenu? Is only if he finished the Bracha of Anenu. In other words, if he forgot to say Anenu between Goyal Yisrael and Rafa'enu, and he started the Rafa'enu Hashem and Rafa, Hashem and the Sibra is screaming at him, you know, Anenu. So he could still go back. So when could he go back? He can go back all the way up till he gets to Brachat Hashem. Once he says Hashem's name, then that's the end of Rafa'enu. He's got to go weiter. And since Anenu is not Ma'akev, the din is Ein Makzir Anisai, so he's not allowed to go back. That's it. He's just finished. So we'll see. He'll say it in Shema Kalena, but he can't. If it's something that's ma'akev, he can say Lamdeni Chukecha. But if it's, since it's not ma'akev, he could say it in Shema Kalena. It's really you're losing a bracha, because the bracha is with the chasima of Ha'ayinela. But we lost it. It's not ma'akev. If you would say the whole Shema Esrei and finish the whole Shema Esrei, he wouldn't stop in Shema Esrei again. So since it's not ma'akev, so then we don't really have a right to say Lamdeni Chukecha in the middle of a bracha. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. He says clearly that it's only up to Hashem's name, but not after Hashem's name. Let's see the lashon of the Mechaber inside, and then we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Shliach Tzibur Shashachach V'le'ama Anenu. A Shliach Tzibur, he forgot, he didn't say Anenu. V'le'achzor Apilu Imedayin Le'gomar Rach Rafa'enu. He can't go back if he finished Rafa'enu. We'll see what that means, finishing Rafa'enu. If he finished Rafa'enu, he can't go back anymore. V'imchazah, and if he did do it, he didn't listen to the rabbi, they didn't know, and he went back to Anenu, and then he died in an order. So then it's a Brachel of Atala. A Bracha Levatala. It's a Bracha Levatala, because he's going to have to say Rafa'enu again. Again, we said you daven in order. So he went back to say Anenu, and then he ordered a daven in order, he said Rafa'enu again. And that Rafa'enu is a Bracha Levatala. It wasn't Mechuyev to go back. So if he's not Mechuyev to go back, so then going back and saying another Bracha is a Bracha Levatala. Ella, what should he do? Yaima Anenu b'shemei tefila k'yachid. He should say Anenu and shemei tefila like a yachid, which without a chasima. Zakt Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tezayin. But the one Mishasayim Birkas Rafa'enu v'Amar Brukat Hashem. He said Hashem's name. Once he said Hashem's name, then the bracha is over. Rafa'enu, he has to make a chasima, and you see he didn't give an eighth of Lamdeni Chukecha. The reason why is because since it's not Ma'akev, Ein Machzira Naisai, so he doesn't have a right to say a pasuk in the middle of the bracha. It's a bigger avla to say a pasuk in the middle of the bracha than to just be missing the Anenu. Well, in Nizkar, whereas something's Ma'akev, you're going to have to go back anyway. It's a question of a bracha of a tala or saying a pasuk in the middle of the tefillah, then it would be better a pasuk, Lamdeni Chukecha. Fine. Aval im nizkar kaidem shechosam. If you remember before the chasima, he even said brachat Hashem, but he remembered before the chasima. Afilu im amar brachat. I said Hashem. I'm sorry. Even if he said brachat, he didn't say Hashem's name. Just brachat. Hayu v'le amar adayin Hashem. Since he didn't say Hashem's name yet, choyzer v'omer aneinu. Then he can go back to aneinu, and he'll demonstrate. He'll say refaenu also im chasima. Bachazay choyzer v'omer bikkus refaenu. That's clear. It's a chazan. This is good. At least somebody in the tzibur should know. If the chazan forgot to say anenu, and he said already refa'enu, and the tzibur is screaming at him, go back. Yeah. So he should talk and go back until he got the baruchat Hashem. Then he can't go back anymore. But up to there, then if the tzibur is telling him to go back, he should talk and go back. Because the b'shliach tzibur shemokum kviyasai loymer anenu hubein goyal l'reife. This is all by the shliach tzibur. Now we're going to talk about a yachid. What happened to the yachid? He forgot to say anenu in his bracha. Now, what Mr. Burr is bothered by is like this. We mentioned this concept before recently, that the machlokas are rishonim. When a person finished a bracha, is it considered like he started the next bracha, or is the in between the previous bracha and the following bracha still shayach to the previous bracha? Yeah, there's two ways to look at it. The machlokas are rishonim. And the Mechaber paskins that something that's ma'akev, that the halacha is ma'akzir and oisai, so then he should say it there in between the brachas. So l'mashal, let's say he forgot to say yalav yavoy in Chol HaMoed, so there yalav yavoy is ma'akev. So if he remembers, after he says ma'akzir shchinas l'tzioi, so right there he should say yalav yavoy. That's halacha l'maisei. It's not so pashut. The Mishnah Berurah found a lot of rishonim not like that in the Bir Lacha, but al kapanim, that's how the Mechaber paskins. If he's holding there, then he should taka do so. He should say yalav yavoy. Whereas something that's not ma'akev, but whatever it is, if it's alanisim or yalav yavoy the night on Rosh Chodesh, yeah, then he shouldn't say it there. He shouldn't say it. He should just forget about it. Since it's not ma'akev, he should just forget about it. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. So now, and regards to our halacha, the Mishnah Berurah wants to understand, why is it different that when the Shliach Tzibur, he finished Goyal Yisrael, so now he has to say Anenu. We don't say, well, it's like he already started Rafa'enu. Yeah, it's not Ma'akev. Anenu is not Ma'akev. So if he already went into, if he started Rafa'enu, we should say it's over. He missed it. He can't go back. We don't say that. We say that as long as you didn't make a chasim or refa'enu, you can still go back to anenu. Whereas, if a person forgot to, a yachid, forgot to say anenu, he's in Shema Kolenu, and he forgot it. And he said, Brochat Hashem, Shamea Tefila. Yeah? So now he's stuck. We say, the halacha is Ein Machzir Naisai, you don't have to go back. And Mimela, don't say it over there between Shema Kolenu and Ritzai. Don't say it there. You don't go back for it, and it's not pashit to say it between the brachas, so we're gonna be machmir and not say it at all. So what's the difference? Why is it that when it comes to the yachid, we look at it like he already started ritzei? And when it comes to the shliach tzibur, we don't look at it like he already started refa'enu. Forget, even if he started refa'enu, he could still go back. What's the difference? So the text is really pashit that when the shliach tzibur says anenu, it's a separate bracha. So since it's a separate bracha, it's its own chasim, it's a separate bracha, so then it calls him on that he didn't actually go further in Shmona Esrei. He's not holding until the next bracha after Rafa'enu, then he could still go back and say Anenu, and then say Rafa'enu. As long as we don't have a problem of a bracha of a tala, he could still fix it. Whereas the Yachid, since it's part of Shema Kaleinu, if you finish Shema Kaleinu, which some Rishonim hold, once you said the Chatima, even if you didn't start with Day, you're finished Shema Kaleinu. So you can't go back anymore. That's clear? That's a Teretz. It's a question of Teretz. Aval, the Yachid, Shekailo Aneinu, Babirka Shomei Tefillah. A Yachid who puts the Aneinu in the middle of the Bracha, Shomei Tefillah, it's part of the Bracha. Im Shachach Loimar Aneinu, if he forgot Aneinu, Kosha Saim Shomei Tefillah, once he says the Bracha, Shomei Tefillah, absolutely Pasuk birthday. Even if he didn't start the next bracha, he said Shomei Tefillah, he's between Shomei Tefillah and Ritzei, and we said there are Rishonim that hold he could stay over there, but we hold that since it's not Ma'akev, he has to go Vaiter. It's Kilu, he started Ritzei. He can't say something that's Shayach to Shema Kalei anymore. Yeah? Ein Sarag Lachzer, Kedin Koldover Shein Machzir, and I said, like, that's halacha by anything that you don't go back. The Tama Chilaku, the reason for this difference is as follows. The Sham Shiny, by a Yachid is different. Shu Kolo Toicha Bracha. It's part of the Bracha. So when it's part of the Bracha, once you get past the Chatima, so then there's a possibility that you started, it's Kilo, you started to say, it's Shai for the next Bracha, the part between. And then you can't go back anymore. Because Ein Machzir and I say, going back would be like a Bracha Levatala, or it would be like a Hefsek in the next Bracha. Because if I am a bracha, Ika b'chazazo chazarazo a bracha levatala. The imamish goes back would be a bracha levatala, and if he says that in between, it's a shter to ritzei because ritzei you already started ritzei once you're between. Fine. Masha einkein kahan the kavu bracha b'vnei atzmai. But here when a shleksiver is saying aneinu, it's a bracha by itself. So the place of the bracha is between goyel and refainu. And the Kolzman, he didn't make a chesima on Rafaino, there's no problem of a bracha levatala, so he can just go back and say Aneinu, and then start again from Rafaino. It's no problem. The fact that he said Hashem's name, Rafaino Hashem, Bnei Rafa, is not a problem, since he said it there. But Kolzman, as long as he didn't get to the end of the Rafaino, where he said the shame of Barakata Hashem, at least bracha levatala, it's not a bracha levatala. Beautiful. Let's go further. Machaber said that if he Taka goes back by the Shliach Sibur, he made the mistake, he skipped Aneinu, and now he finished Rufaeinu. If he Taka goes back, it's a Bracha Levatala. Mishmur is going to have to explain. What's the Bracha Levatala over here? Is that he's going to repeat Rufaeinu because he has to go in order. Ha'inu dal yadeja yakzer loyma Aneinu yitzarek behekrak loyma achakak berkos Rufaeinu. By saying Aneinu again, he's going to say Rufaeinu because he has to dive in order. And that's a Bracha Levatala. Wait a pump. You have to say it again. Kadeshiya Allah Seder. That it should be Allah Seder. Now it's interesting because Allah Seder over here is a little bit different than we explained before. Because really all the 19 brachas of the Shemona Esrei are intact. Right? They're in order. Goyal Yisrael, he said, and then he said Rufaeinu. And then okay, he stuck in an Aneinu, but then he said Baruch Aleinu. The brachas are all in order, right? It always goes Goyal Yisrael, Rufaeinu, Baruch Aleinu. But there's an Aneinu in between. It happens to be, it should have been between Goyal Yisrael and Rufaeinu, and said it was between Rufaeinu and Baruch Aleinu. But it's the all the Shemona Esrei is in order. So he says the problem here is that every time you say Baruch Aleinu, it's after Rufaeinu. Now it's after something else. That's the problem. That's not called in order. But Birkas, Kadesh Yal and Seder, Birkas Hashanim after Rufaeinu. Every time you dive in Shemona Esrei, Birkas Hashanim comes after Rufaeinu. If he forgot Aneinu and said it between Rufaeinu and Birkas Hashanim, now Birkas Hashanim is not after Rufaeinu. But he, Bracha Levatala, so now it's a Bracha Levatala, Shein Machzirin, Bishvil Aneinu. You weren't supposed to go back. And now, in order to make it in order, he's going to have to say Rufaeinu again, and then Bracha Aleinu. And he has no right to do that since the halacha is you don't go back. Fine. What happens the other way? The person made a mistake. He was confused. He's Shliach Tzibur. And he said Aneinu, not between Goyal Yisrael and Rufaeinu. He said it between Tzlach Lanu and Goyal Yisrael. He got confused and he said it before, in between the brachas before. What does he do? Does he say Aneinu again? Between Rufaeinu and Goyal Yisrael, or not? So it's not so pashit. Im shakach v'amar aneinu kaidim reina das magen Avraham d'tarach loymar aneinu pam acher reina v'kein kasev derechaim magen Avraham derechaim hold say it again. You weren't yaitzi. You said the wrong place. Fine. Primagadim nisher b'dinze b'tarach iyun. Primagadim was masufik, and sefer magen giborim herik b'zeh. He also went on at length. Masik Ladina, he concludes, Gamkin de Ein Lach Zerva Loimar Anena Pamacher. Shouldn't say it again. If you want to say it again in Shamayat Tefila, you could do that Sanita. So you shouldn't say the whole thing again. Sivkat Yud Ches. The Ramah added that if he forgot to say Anenu between Goyal Yisrael and Rafa'enu, then he could say it by Shamayat Tefila like a Yachid. He puts it in the Bracha. Now, the Shiloh over here is follows. Interesting, we have three different cases of not having a minion or having a minion. So let's see. Aneinu, yeah, b'shomei tefila. Hu adin im lo hayu yud mis'anim b'beit ha-knesset. If you didn't have 10 people that were in the shul that were fasting when he was at the point where you're supposed to say aneinu. Right? When he got to Rafa'enu, there was not a minion of people fasting. So you had no right to say aneinu out loud. Ubaru akar b'kas Rafa'enu. But later they came. So now, since he has a minion by Shema Kaleinu of people fasting, he should then say Aneinu. Yomar b'shamei tefila ki yachid. Another case. In his call, Shliach Tzibur is called b'kol ram. If the Shliach Tzibur, when he started, he had a minion of people fasting, but then when he got to Aneinu, he didn't have a minion anymore. So same thing. Since he didn't have a minion at the time of saying Aneinu, he should skip it, and he should say it in Shema Kaleinu. Vayu az v'bezik anesu v'yud, j'mizanu v'akakak cholchu m'ksasim, and they left. He shouldn't say it then. He should say it later by Kaleinu. And one last case, the third case, is if he actually started Aneinu and he left his minion, the people fasting went out, so then he could say it, he can finish the bracha since he started it. Then he can finish. And let's finish up the simon, that he's like a yachid, he says in Shema Tfilo. Ayn b'derech ha-chayim, sh'poyseg d'loy yachtamena b'brocha rak b'shamea tefila. He shouldn't say ayn alamay yisrael be'esara v'shamea tefila. He just say shamea tefila. K'shar yachad ba'alma, like you always say in Shema Kaleinu. Okay, nachang d'b'zei yetzi l'kuli alma ayn Magen Avraham. That the Magen Avraham says, even there was a shita that holds that you should say ayn alamay yisrael be'esara v'shamea tefila. But everybody holds that you're yetzi if you just say shamea tefila. If he remembered, he forgot in Shema Tefila, even if he has before Ritzei, he can't say it. Interesting. Here the Shliach Tzibur is going to say it after Avraham Kasama Yisrael B'Shalom, before he says Yud L'Ratzon. He'll say it out loud. For the Tzibur, after he finished my answer, kill the Tzibur.